When Simon Shin Lamed Tes, Shimon Lamed Tes, Kamadine Klotiem Anoigem Bishabiz, Uboi Zayin Seifen, Sif Aleph in Reuchven Algabe Behame, the Venetian to write on the Behame Bible, Simon Shin Hei, Sif Yotres Midin Halikas Korain, in Reuchven, so the Mishnah says, Leob is coming Shin Hei, Sif Yotres, be out to the Mishnah Bura, Tam. The reason is because a person is riding a behemoth, he might tear off a branch in order to whip the behemoth. So, Lamela, so that is why they asked the Rechive in Shimush on a behemoth. And there he brings down that one is not permitted to sit in a wagon. That's what the Gemara says. One is not permitted to sit in a wagon, even though the goy is the manig of the wagon that goes into the Yitzhar of Shimush Bebeime. See, Bey. Yeah. Well, if it is Bebeime, then and he's doing it, it's a Shaila of Mechama, and Shvis is Behemta. We were talking about a fellow with the goy is Behemme, and the goy is the manig, al kafonim, it falls into the Yitzhar of Shimush Bebeime. Steve Bey. Ein shotin al pnei hamayim. One is not permitted to swim al pnei hamayim. Afilu bibrecha shebechotel. Al pnei hamayim means that in the river and the is an instance of swimming. Even there is a pond in a chotel in a yard. So this is no similarity at all to a nohel. This is similar to a keli. There's no issa of swimming in a keli. Because if someone is swimming in a pond, which is in a chotel, so the water, when a person is swimming, so the water goes over into the chotel, from the pond into the chotel. Domi lino. So that means the water is not considered that it's like in a keli. Because the water in the pond, when he starts swimming in the pond, the water overflows, he goes into the chotel. We will see the explanation for this halacha in Mishnah Berurah. So it's similar to a river. We'll see. We have to first do it first, if he's finished the thing. The miyajla sofa sovid. But what if this pond has like a wall around it? They give it the filo natural hamayim, even when he's in the process of swimming and the water will go out of the pond. Magzeres oisam limtaimam. But since there is a wall of some sort which is around the pond, so it is not similar to a nohel. So the water is contained in this area. Havalokichli. So then this pond, which is surrounded with a sofah, with a wall, so then it's similar to a keli, meleka lemigzabo, shemo yase chovish, shel shayotin, maybe you'll make a web for someone who wants to learn how to swim. And I will explain this as we learn the Mishnah Berurah. Ein shotin al pnei amayim. So what is the translation of shotin? B'yodov v'raglo. Swimming means that his hand and his feet are above the water. Not that the feet are on the water, on the ground of the, on the ground. B'yodov v'raglo. Shigam raglo. Oka min karka amayim. He was oka raglo from the ground. So he's completely swimming. That means he's being supported by the water and through the process of swimming. So what is wrong to swim? Vatam shema yase chovish shel shayotim. He might come and make a chovish, is a type of a raft, shel shayotim. Now, this chovish shel shayotim was a raft that floated, and a person who wanted to learn how to swim used to bring along in the water this raft, so this raft supported him, and he was able to hold on to the raft that he wouldn't fall into the water, and he would be floating on the water. Now this raft, it is woven, like a long barrel, lumite boy. Loshet al hamayim. That means, so since this floats, so one can learn how to swim by using this raft. So a person who is scared of water or wants to learn how to swim, so this was one of the necessary objects he took along with him in the water. And if he didn't have one, it seems he would make one. So Chazal also, that means if swimming would be permissible, so all the kalim which are needed to enable one to swim, one would take along with him, or one would manufacture. That means he would, it seems it wouldn't be such a big thing to make this chavish shel shayotim. So Chazal were afraid if we will permit a person to swim, he might come and make this chavish shel shayotim. And that is why they are so swimming. Vivrecha. Vivrecha hum mikoin kinos mayim likvika. This is like a pond that the water there was used for washing clothing, oily shvayt pishton, or they soaked flax in it. Shevachosa, so even though this, the place where he is swimming, he's not swimming on a river. He's swimming in a small pond, which is in the chotel. So it's still awesome. The ilu shehabrecha oimedes b'shus harabim. Now the Hiddush is, even though it's in the chotel, afilu b'vrecha shebechotel, they still asa, because it's similar to ano. Now it was seen the ilu shehabrecha oimedes b'shus harabim. What would be if this pond would be surrounded by a Rishus HaRabim? So then forget about this Gzeira of Shema Yase Chovish Shel Shayotim. Then it would be Belavo Chiyoso Shema Yatis Mayim Miraglo Chut La'al Ba'amei. If this palm is surrounded by a Rishus HaRabim, so then there's a Poshit Echshash. There's a chash in the process of swimming. He might kick out some water from the pond, Kutz La'Abahamis, and it'll be Mother Abahamis for Shukarab. And I just would like to mention for 2 minutes the Zamir de Kechidish and Rashi. And perhaps this is a Rashi, the Shadow team brings this down from a Rashi. I'd like to just mention Rashi saying Amor of the Kechidish. There are different malachas in Shabbat. There's a malacha of Haytor. The malacha of Haytor is I'm not allowed to take out something from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRab. I take out from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRab. I'm not mad at the Aldamus Rishus HaRab. That's the Yisrael of Eitor. Taking from one Rishus to another Rishus. There's a Malacha of Achnosis. The Malacha of Achnosis is to take from a Rishus HaRab into a Rishus HaYochid. That's two malachas, Haytor Machnosa, which is offered. Now there's the third malacha of Mavir Dalit Ameis Bershus HaRab. Now the Boshit, the way to understand this malacha is that a person is standing in the Rishus HaRab, there's a chayfis in the Rishus HaRab, he picks up the chayfis, he makes an akire in the Rishus HaRab, he carries his Dalet Ames, and then he puts it down in the Rishus HaRab. So he made an akire in the Rishus HaRab, anoch in the Rishus HaRab. This is the malacha of Mavir Dalet Ames for Rishus HaRab. There's a Shitas Rashi, Rashi Mesas the Sukkim, and the Toytoy's Chaim brings down this Rashi, and this is Rashi over here also. Rashi says, a Moise de Kechidish, that if a person is in a pond, now the pond that is surrounded by Rishus HaRab, the pond is a Kabbalah. It is not a Rishus HaYochid. It's not, it would be a Rishus HaYochid to the Niram to be Mabad Al-Zamas Rishus HaRab. The Rashi says if a person will push out water from the pond, which is not a Rishus HaRab, and there will go Dalet Ames in Rishus HaRab, Yechai Malz Mavir Dalet Ames Rishus HaRab, which is a murder that continues to the Shitas Rashi. The Toys Chaim brings down a Rashi in Sukkah that says this, and that's what Chedesh Rashi. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, he's telling us a Chiddush by a Chotzer. That a Chotzer, there's a different reason why one is not permitted to swim, because a Chotzer is similar to a river, and by a river, he might come to make a raft. He also might come to make a raft. But if it isn't a Rishus HaRab, it's not an island. Because then, through the process of swimming, it can be Mavir Da'olamas Rishus HaRab, even though the water is not coming from a Rishus HaRab. The water is coming from a Kambalas. And he made an Akir and a Kambalas, and it went Da'olamas in the Rishus HaRab. There's also a Malacha of Mavir. So we have to understand this is very Mechudishtik. Mr. Moore brings it down.
Where is the
Akira? Yeah, no, there was water in the pond. He pushed out that water. That's called an Akira. That's called an Akira. He took out the water from the pond. It was a swim. The Hillock.
Oh.
That's right. And he pushed it into the Dalet Ames and the Rishus HaRab. This 100%, 100%, 100%, 100% about if I throw something. I mean, Kaychay is the Yechayim on Kaychay. Okay, so some Malachas and Chich Lagufa. The Malachas and Chich Lagufa, which is all from the Rabbana, according to Rabbana, from the Peter.
And this is
going
to be a short Lagufa.
No. What do you think about the Ra'am? That's what Mishmur is saying. The Ra'am is the over here. Yeah, but the Ra'am. Yeah. Domil and Loho. So the Machabel says, that if there will be a pond in the Chotzer, and through the process of swimming, the water will overflow the pond and go into the chotzer. So this is similar to a river. I mean, the water is not contained in one area. It goes over the gvul. Domilino, shamayim yoytim min habrecha. When the water goes out from the pond, v'nimshachim b'chotzer mikoychoy, and it goes into the chotzer to his koychem swing, shadoyche amayim is pushing out the water b'yodov with his hands, v'raglov with his feet, v'shayotosoy, so comes out that the water in the pond is not in a contained area. That's similar to a keli. It's similar to a no. Maybe he might come to make a rift. So that's why this is similar to a no. Stoffa, but if there is a boundary around it, Aino Kank Solim Gaboyim Mikosas, so then this is Mutta. Now, Agavuche, there's a tshuva of the Zablatina. At the edge of the pond, there's walls around it, so by the edge, so that the water will not. The water is contained in one area, so it's not similar to another. Then this is Mutta. There's a tshuva from the Devlatina Rov. If one is permitted to swim in a swimming pool, and the walls around the swimming pool, if this is permissible. So the Devlatina Rov says as follows. This is the Chelik Gimel Siman Nunvav. Now we have to know there are, if one will go according to the halacha that we have over here, as ein shotin apnei amayim, unless there are there's a sofa around it. So according to this halacha, it's permissible. You have there, it's hayev a pool. It's surrounded with mechitzas. The water is contained in one area. So this is there will be a shayla. But there are many other isulim to be matter, both swimming in the swimming pool. He says, first of all, will come out. You have people. Zilusa of the Shabbos, America Zilusa and covered Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, we have to understand one thing, that if a person is wearing a bathing suit, then the summer day in the cell of street, they might go squeeze out the bathing suit and leave on and chita. That's another shaila. And then the Jisha brings down, we have a minig. That means even though Meika Radin Rechite Benohor is Mutter, person who has to wash himself, he's not swimming, Rechite Benohor is Mutter, not to cool himself often at all, but there's a minig from the Rishonim that we are not Rechit Benohor because we are chayish for many Isurim that can occur. One of the surim is chita seya, I mean, the hair might get drenched, and he might go squeeze out the hair. So I'll call him. So after learning Steve Bay, one should not be matter that one can go swimming in a swimming pool.
That air doesn't hold water. There's water to swim in there.
That's right. That cost me the rabbana. So it's chita the rabbana. That's kvile. This tvila and yes, this tvila, the chitin and shot. The three different processes is to cool oneself off of water, which is mutamika radin. Tvila goes into shyness if it's nirikimasakan, if it's not nirikimasakan, we learn these halachas. That's another shyla. And then they shot. These are three different procedures, what one can do in water. But Ramayita Dominguez, Mr. Gore brings down from the Shine Dominguez that we are not even related to know because of the of different sources that might occur. Tvila, so Tvila is like this. Tvila, the Mishnah Berurah brings down as follows. The minute is brought down that Tvila's Loshim, if it is not a leo Tvila, we are machma. That's what that I means. The woman that observed the Zman Tvila is Thursday night, and for our convenience, she wants to go Friday night, so we push it off to my Soy Shabbos. Since it's not Zman Tvila, so we are machma. If it's Zman Tvila, we are Mako. And with different lumbuses, why we are Mako if it's not the Nizek Mesak and Mone, there's Tvoris, Nizek Mako. And for a man to Tvila himself, so the Mishnah Berurah, there's this, we mentioned it when we learned these halachas, for a man to devil himself, so if he is Tomei, he became Tomei, or he's devil himself as Takonis Ezra, one can this be Mako, and to be devil oneself of Taisvis Kedushim in Shabbos, so the halach is Machma, the Taisa Shulchan is Mako. He brings down from the Rizal and that's the meaning of Yerushalayim, that they all were Mako for Tvila. But that's Tvila. Tvila is another parsha. Steve Gimel. Ein metapchen. Now, when one is not permitted to clap. La'akais kaf el kaf. To that's this one palm with another palm to clap his palms together. V'loi mitzapke, v'lahakos kaf al yorech. Kaf al yorech means that he's clapping his hand on his thighs. V'loi meragzin, and one is not permitted to dance. What is the reason? But we have a whole sheaf over here, and we will learn the sheaf, and that will get a little clarity to the mice. Gzeiro, Shema Yisakin Klishir. That means, what is wrong with these three pullers? In reality, nothing is wrong. That means these three pullers, there's no malacha whatsoever. But since he is doing a pulula, which is normally done with klishir, one dances with klishir, one claps with klishir, or this is al kaponim, a continuation of klishir. That means that you play music and you clap and you dance. So just like Chazal asked to play klishir on Shabbos, and there the reason was because during the process of playing the klishir, something might break, and he might fix it. He's a little up playing, and all of a sudden the string tore or something else, and he might go and fix it. And by doing that, he's Mahalo Shabbos with the Eater of the second money. It's fixing the klishir. So just like Chazal Asher to play a klishir, so in that Israel they included clapping or dancing, which is also pulis, which are normally done when one plays with a klishir. From the mailer, they answer this also. V'loi meragdim agavucha, I saw someone ask a kasher. I thought I saw it in the Das Teure, but I couldn't find it now. That sicher, mi dine de gemoris also to them, and Shabbos, yonta. That's what's bizmaneinu, we will see So he brings down Akasha. There's a Mishnah in Seif Masechtas Tainis. The Mishnah says, Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lehoyu yomim toivim li Yisrael, kachamisha osa ba'ov ochiyayim ha-kipur. These were more of the Yom Toivim. U'b'noi Yerushalayim v'yoytzais v'choylois b'tchot. And the girls used to dance in the common. And chamisha osa ba'ov and then Yom Kippur. So yes, Akasha. Choylois. They danced Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's Yom Tov. And this then, Amein Meragdin, This is a mission. So, how do we understand the this mission? They were chaylus and the comments. This is a din of a merak. Okay, this is a kasha. But let's go a little further. Vafilu la'akoi be'etva ala kalke oy ala lua. He's going to. This will be Kederach HaMishoizim, and we'll see later. It'll be banging with a finger ala karkin on the ground, oy ala luach, or on the board, oy achas kineges achas Kederach HaMishoizim. Achas kineges achas means he takes two fingers together and he snaps them. That's achas kineged achas b'zeh kederech ha-mishoyerim. Like one, normally when one snaps his fingers, Abba says kederech ha-mishoyerim. Oy lekashkesh be'egoiz le'tinik, or I want to, this is some type of a rattle of some sort, that I'm banging this an egoist for tinaik or lefachin by bezuk a type of a belt today she yishtoik to quiet him down. Kol ze mechayoytze boy oto gizera shema yisaken kleishir. So they answered all of this gizera shema yisaken kleishir. Ulistapek gilaache yad mutam. To clap with the shinri, to clap this way, gilaache yad, that is mutam. That's the mile of the mechabos, which is giving us halachas. Agav uche, let us just mention a Yerushalmi, which the Makar of this din Ulutape Kalaasa Yad is a Yerushalmi in the Sefer Torah. And I'd just like to mention for 2 minutes the Yerushalmi, which is a very interesting Maisa. The Yerushalmi relate that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was making Shema Brachos for his son in Shabbos, and they were clapping Kalaasa Yad. Right? Shema Brachos. And Rav Meir passed by in the street, and he heard the clapping from the house of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he sticks his head into the window, and he says, Hutar HaShabbos! Yes, Kino Mechal HaShabbos. This is the Mechal HaShabbos. So, let's say, before we go further, to say over the whole story, so we have considered was a machloikis Hanoi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh El, Kiyushel, Dein Metapkin, Midian, with a Shimri, it's Mutta. And that is Pshat, Ulisapi Kilachayad Mutta. We paskin like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Tamei El, that is also. That's his opinion. He stuck his head in and he says, Lutar Shabbos. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh got very insulted with this thing to come in. He's coming, he's going to be retired. He didn't know who this was. Rabbeinu HaKadosh had, he was the Nosi, he had Mishalsim, so they wanted to find out who this Mechutzit was. He comes, screams in Hutar Shabbat. So the Mishal from start running out, it chased this Mechotzer, whoever he is. And he was in a base, in a mayor, and he started running. And they were chasing him. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh looks out of the window, and he's they're chasing this person that's running. And then this person who was being chased had a student covering his neck. He was a student. And then, in the process of running, the wind lifted up the Suda, and he saw his back. He covered the back of the neck. Then he realized that this was Rameyah. It seems he had never seen Rameyah. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, "Hai de mechadadna mechaveiroi." That's what I'm able to understand with a greater clarity, Torah, than all my chaverim, because I was zeicha to see the back of Rav Meir. And if I would have seen his face, I would have been much greater. This is a Yerushalmi in the Sechtes Deir. And then there's a member of the Rabbi Yechner, the Shlokish, and they attributed their godless in Torah because they saw the fingers of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is a Yerushalmi. Al Kaponim, but the Mekir, the Lusapi Kalachiyad Musa is from this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the space and top of the space. Now, let us see the vow of the Mishnah Berurah before we go further. Ein Mestabchen, Vain the Evloi, say a person is an Ovel, Ubahamoso Yuris, and Karmistoma, Loizan Astas, Uvain Machma Simcha. The Kulon, Mishum Zayre Shema Yistakin Klishir, Loizan Hoevo Loyasit. So here in Chalatian, he drives by Akasha. He doesn't understand. He says, if he's clapping, he says, fine, that he can understand. But if a person is and he's clapping his dog, and he's crying from the tzar, he says, so he doesn't understand. That is not derech shir, so why is this also? And the metapchen goes the eveloi. He gets the kasha. This is the kasha that he is. Fine. The loy meragdim, and one is not permitted today. For the yom simchas Torah muta lerakei. Mishor sha'imrim kilusim de Torah, mishum kovid Torah. So that means there's an Israel that are born on Eimer Agdin, but they were mevata, and this Israel, it means kovid Torah is doiser this Israel. This is kovid Torah. Given the last was the Elo Mishum Shmuz. So since there's only a Shmuz, so by name, they were master this of covered Asayas. Avo Vishal Simche Shal Mitzvah, not covered Asayas. Another Simche Shal Mitzvah, Kikoin Benitsuin, Yamashem Abrochis, Echelochi also. That means any other mitzvah. Besides covered the toilet, if you're going Meikar Adin, it's also covered the toilet is doich in the Easter Shmuz of Ein Avloi Meragdin. Well, the usual, there's the wedding they didn't make in Shabbos. I think it could be the same. So that I don't know. I really don't know. We had before Goyim played, that when we had before that Goyim, we got the Goyim, we should play Chosun the Kala יש מתיר מלאים ולבידים לנגן בכלי שיר בחופאית. But I don't know if they dance. I really don't know if they dance. Because here it seems that the law was like the only Wamata the dancing. The Wamata Kli Shia, that's all. The Wamata Kli Shia for Chosin the Kala. The Chosin went out of the shul they played. But I don't know if they dance. I don't know if they dance. All we heard before Simen Shira Metchel, יש מרירים לימל אין יוזים לנגן וחלישיר בחופאי.
אין די,
No, so this is a red, okay, so this is the Gzeile of Kli Shia, this was part of the Gzeile. Right, so no, okay, this was like that, well, they made the Gzeile, but it seems they only hear the ears, because they weren't not to dancing. We'll see the Mishtabur later. Is a mission more later that of all the vile meike that in the only one matter that the guy should play. The guy should play music, and only by a chasna. Bishar Simchi Shal Mitzvah, Sudasmiwa Simchi Steyra also. Here's the gratis, here's a special din by Simchas Chosla Kal and Simchas Chosla Kabo like Kli Shia. So they want to see Shia. I don't know if the Be'ikar didn't do a matter of thing. So let us go, let us just see further the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Prochi also. Begam l'chvoi v'atoyin g'day l'hases al t'ituah v'rikot. Only clapping and dancing. V'loi gish-gish b'pamayinim v'zogim, but not bells, the tutoring bells, not anything which is similar to a musical instrument at all. B'chol shkein shal kli shir d'otha, for what bell is also. Now, oy achas k'neged, now he says, oy achas k'neged achas k'derech ha-mishayinim. Well, this, now it says to snap the fingers, is also Kidderech HaMishayir. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kidgoin Eilu Shemakin Ba'amo Al Ha'agudo. Amo means the largest finger. So they're snapping it with the thumb. B'ni'imo. They're doing it with a kishmakai. Vo'oisin vo'zeh tenuois areivois. They're making a nice rhythmic sound. That's what we're asking with the rhythm. Vizeh shesayim kizdele ha-mishayderim. I mean, he says that it is also v'yachat k'neged achat k'selech ha-mishoyderim. That means, so this is being done with a nice house. V'im oyser zeh b'chosko. Now, what if he wants to snap his fingers? K'dei lo'okis l'chameiro. He doesn't want he should wake up with a... He wants to get up already. It's late. He's lumping up. So he's making a loud sound. K'dei lo'okis l'chameiro mishnosoi. Mashne imogin avron v'shoiz. The lam derech shir, this is not derech shir, this is mukas. Ochein l'fima shibir b'teish v'shavit, shikas rashi, mashme d'rashi, gam b'zeh yesh l'achmer, v'chein mashme b'pri m'godem. Now, I'd like to mention for 1 minute what the Mishnah is saying, and the deal on the Tosfos Shabbos wants to say that the Tosfos Shabbos never meant it. It is very interesting. The Mishnah says in Yumne that when they saw that the Kohen Gadol was about to fall asleep, and they did not want him to sleep, Leil Yom HaKippurim, so they snapped the fingers, the Etzpas Chodah. What is the Etzpas Chodah? So Rashi says the Etzpas Chodah, with this finger, the finger next to the thumb, that's how they woke him up. So there's a Tosfos in Menachos. Tosfos Menachos says, you know, with this finger, you can't make too much of a noise. The Tosfos says, what's with the Amo? Was the Amo that goes on? Not the Mishnah brings that. Amo, this finger you can't say. Right. So the Tosfos Shabbos says, so, Rashi also knew that the noise you make with the Amo and the Goyzo, not the Etzpa and the Goyzo. So why does Rashi say Etzpa? He says, because Rashi and Akashi. How could you tell him Shulchan Aruch? Well, yeah, just to make it a heart. You're not allowed to. So therefore, Rashi said, they made it with a Shinui. That's just what he said by the Tapkin. With the Shini is Mutter. So Rashi said, Etzba, Tzvodi, is it with the Etzba, of the Shinui. That's what the Tosfos Shabbos said. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Magen Avraham says, the whole Issur is Gezeres HaMesheirah. You do it with a rhythm. But here they want to speak out that Magen Avraham asked this kasha. How did they do it, Tarkis? So they did it because they wanted the Kohen Gadol should wake up. So that's why it's mutter, and that's the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're doing it to wake up someone, doesn't go into the Issur. And Rashi says, they made a shinui. So the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, Rashi is chayve. And Rashi holds that a few of Mahajits is also welcome. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So there's a beer on the taste which has a lot to say none of about. That she agrees with that. But he brings down something very interesting. It says in the text of Shulman, it says, all your Masikin Oisoi Ad Shegi is Man Hashchite. They wanted to make sure that the Kohen Gadol should be, they shouldn't fall asleep. Masikin Oisoi. Kane, so there's a barayt. What was Masikin Oisoi? Layoyo Masikin Oisoi benevel v'chino. Elo b'peh. During the night, they weren't Masikin Oisoi benevel v'chino. Elo b'peh. The Rashi says, so you mishoyerism lefon of kol alaylo k'sei shaloy yisnapne. So Rashi says, they sang the whole night. That means the month of the Kohen Gadol to be up, but Ishi Kohen Gadol, I mean, he's not Ishi Kohen Gadol. So they wanted him to be up, so they sang for him the Ibsa. So they were thinking something. So this was also Kedar HaMishoyerim. That's what Rasiel was also Kedar HaMishoyerim. They didn't call him Kohen Gadol. So the male, so Rashi and Akashi, so Rashi said, "Shem Yisemais, are you allowed to do this?" Rashi said, "So they did it with the Etzpa." That's what the Dria wants to say. That Rashi is also made that if they want to wake him up, it is you doing making the noise, waking up is smooth. Now, now let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara has problems. We have a Mechaba. I'll go. You look around, Shabbos, people are clapping, people are dancing. So that wasn't the problem of the Gemara. The Gemara had different problems. That we should tell them. Like the mayor told the Rabbeinu HaKodesh, you need to tell them that Shabbos is Mishum, so the Gemara says two Mahalachas. Mahalach number one, Mishum the Mutim Shiyu Shaykigin. That means, Amoyadikizach, that means the matters that you're talking to. Why? That means it's also, but if we're going to tell them they won't listen side to side, so what does she say about you meeting them? That's one explanation the boy had, and the abundance explanation applies to, doesn't apply to everyone. If you have an Elohim, you don't. Shabbos and the first day of Alki, you don't mind Shinshin on the test. Fine. The Yeshayimri. And on this day, the Bisman has a Haku show that it's Mutter. This Mechabel is not applicable Bisman has a. Why? Then on the Bikiyim Basiyas Klishir. That means Bisman Chazal, they were Baki. Basiyas Klishir. So by them, it was Shaykh, this Zayrev, that if something breaks, they're going to go and fix it. But Bismanenu, we do not know how to fix the cliche. So the whole thing doesn't apply. So molecular mixer shema yitakin cliche. The milsad leshiko, because we don't know how to fix the cliche. The angel shall there nogu mahakul bakil. From Mela, that's why they are mako bakil. So this bakil is very misleading to see the Mishnah Bura. I don't know, basically. So, Lemaitis, as I did, there's one thing we have to know. What is a big problem in this? Let's appreciate what there's a cloud. There's a cloud that is the Meshach of this discussion. There's a cloud that Dovo Shenesha Beminion Trichen Minion Acha Lahatirai. That means it's Bezen Asr, and now it doesn't apply the reason. You need another person to be mad. You can't. Like, well, that doesn't apply. So there's a big kasha. How this is a date. This date says that this doesn't apply. This money note. So it seems that there were certain gezeiros that the Rishonim knew that the Gezeirah was only made when it was applicable. And there's other Gezeirahs that Chazal made some. So now you're asking by a rabbi could be that Gezeirah was different. That means not all the Gezeirahs we can put to one pot. So by a rabbi, we do know, we don't know if this remains also. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. I lahakul bakil. It doesn't mean that since we don't know, so now you can start playing musical instrument. Koi al tipuah l'tipuk l'rikuk. V'loi al shal devolim aniskolim l'tipuk. That means this Tosfos that is matzah is my name. They was not the musical instrument. They was not the bell. They were matzah. These three things: clapping the dancing. Now, Mitzipuach v'rikud enkezai loniach haminei sheloi b'moki mitve'ele v'shum panach le. So now this is a mashal. So the mashal is saying like this. Is it b'moki mitve? Then we should be saying mechantayse. So forget, so that was the... So we could be saying mechantayse. Yes, we can make Medina al Tvoras a place with lenient tipuach. But if it's not the Moke Mitzvah, so then the only heter is Hanukla. So now I'd like to say, but it's an Eshel Avon, the Matricharov. Matricharov says if a person claps, he's singing, and he wants to be in the Seder to sing the Simcha and Dorf and the. The Chesoni is Ma'ozer, the Pnimi is, and that's why he's clapping. So he says, Ein lecha mitzvah g'day lo bizu. And that's the Makoyer of Mustafa of the Chesidim when they sing, and with they sing and they clap. So Mustafa, so it's not Stamazer, there's a whole Eishel Abram. Kachan se shirvata shamakecha b'simcha. Miloid koil, that makel, the simcha avoidus Hashem is to be Moizadik. And this is Moses' Simcha, from a Mele. So that is why some of you see the Chassidim, which are which are clapping by waving your shalom and dust, and some of them, perhaps in the middle of the pitch, they're also clapping. This is the Mokkei Mitzvah and Avedis Hashem. To my mail, we have this Heter also. The Eish El Avraham, he was in the times of the... I mean, they wrote that we have the Pirush in Shulchan Aruch. It was in the times of the Bar Mitzvah, it was in the times of the... He was a big fighter. I mean, he wrote a Pirush on the Erchai.